Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
This is BL Talk, and today we are discussing this topic, what constitutes abuse / molestation, and what qualifies as consent. Okay, now let me get started here with that. That's kind of tricky there, because you have to remember that we're going by two different definitions here. There's the actual definition of abuse and molestation, and then there's the legal definition. The legal definition is that any touching between you and a minor is abuse and molestation because of the concept that minors cannot consent. Since they cannot consent by law, then any touching, no matter whether they agree to it or not, is by law abuse and molestation.
So we know what the law is. What we're discussing is what qualifies as consent and what constitutes abuse and molestation from an actual point of view, our point of view.
Right, so our point of view.
Not their limited point
okay.
of view.
So if there was no such thing as an age of consent, say we're going back to the old days, you know, it's the 1800s, and there's no age of consent laws, then what actually constitutes abuse and molestation? Well, that's easy. I'd say that if the boy did not agree to it, and you're trying to change his mind, trying to sway him with gifts or with persuasive elements to get him to go along with something he doesn't want to do, then that I could say that is abuse there. And you could be trying to convince him.
Here is a definition of abuse and molestation that is not only a mainstream definition, but it's one that I think we can probably agree on. And that is, abuse is physical, sexual, emotional, economic or psychological actions or threats of actions that influence another person. Child molestation generally refers to a single or isolated act of sexual assault against a child. Child sexual abuse, on the other hand, refers to a pattern of sexual abuse that persists over a period of time. So, I can agree with those definitions. That pretty much defines it.
But that
doesn't mean that there aren't mitigating circumstances.
But that refers to any act of sex between the adult and the minor as abuse, whether they both wanted it or not. Like what I would refer to as an act of love, an expression of love. They refer to it as abuse no matter what, because of the age of consent law. But if there was no age of consent law, and you ask me what qualifies as abuse, I would say if the child says no, but you persist with trying to do what you were trying to do, that would definitely be sexual abuse.
Yes, it would.
But the law says
emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Intimidation.
So it's very easy. That's very cut and dry, if you ask me. But the law says that it's abuse automatically just because of the age difference, regardless of who agreed to what. That it's right. It's an act of assault just because of the
right,
age
that's what
difference.
They say.
Because
and
of the
I
age
do not
difference.
Agree with that.
No, because what we're saying is that it can be and should be also, it should be classified legally as the same as adult to adult contact, where both parties mm-hmm. agree to it, and the law should respect that. The law should respect the child's consent. Instead, it does not recognize or respect that child's right to consent. So, in other words, the child can say no, but the child cannot say yes. Then our first point of view is that the child should be also allowed to say yes. But now,
consent basically is agreement or permission expressed through affirmative, voluntary words or actions that are mutually understandable to all parties involved, to engage in a specific sexual act at a specific time. Consent can be withdrawn at any time as long as it is clearly communicated.
Right, but in order to give consent, you have to be 18 or older. Your consent is not recognized.
We're not talking about that. We already know that.
Yeah.
We're talking about what really constitutes abuse and consent, and not what their slanted definitions mean.
Right. Well, I say that even if the child consents, but had to be coerced into it, I think that qualifies as abuse also.
It does. That's not consent.
No, because
it cannot be coercion.
Yeah, if he was coerced. But there is a fine line with the gift giving aspect of what they call grooming, we call romancing or courting. But they call it grooming because because it's a child, so it's you can't.
Yes, that's the thing. When it's an adult doing it to another adult, it's called
courting.
It's called courting. Yes. But when it's an adult with a child, it's called grooming.
Grooming.
But it is exactly the same thing.
Right.
Exactly.
Because if they ask you, did you buy gifts for the child in order to get the child to feel like he has to say yes to your sexual wishes, it's the same kind of thing.
You might buy a child gifts, but the gifts are not a bribe to have sex.
Right.
That's not what the gifts are for.
Well, it's like with buying the woman the diamond necklace. Buying the diamond earrings.
Right, but that doesn't, just because you buy her a diamond earring and she accepts it, that doesn't mean that you're going to have sex.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's just showing your appreciation. And see, a lot of boy lovers love to spoil their young friend.
Well, yeah.
It's not to get him to feel like he has to say yes to sexual things.
You can't make that part of the agreement.
No. So the gift giving is not buying his consent. It's not like that.
It might be in some cases where people would think that they're doing that. And in some cases, they may well be. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking,
from a boy
lover's point of view, when you buy your friend gifts, you are not paying him to have sex with you.
No.
That's not what that's about.
No.
And if it is, then you're being wrong.
Well, if it is, then that's between the two of you. And I still don't even have a problem with... You see, I'm very much a libertarian when it comes to those things. If that's what they want to do, then I don't have a problem with that myself. But that's just me.
I'll tell you something right now. no boy ever would have a sexual relationship with a man unless he was coerced, forced, or otherwise made to do so, unless he really wants to. No amount of money, no amount of talking, no amount of anything is going to talk a boy into having sex with a man if he doesn't want to, unless there is force.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, and we know that boys are old enough to say yes or no from a very young age. They know what they like and will know what they want. And they make it known when it comes to the flavor of ice cream, to like type of shoes that they want you to buy for them. They have their likes and their dislikes, and they make those well known. And that's true in the sexual area as well.
Well, you know, a 9-year-old boy knows whether he wants to be loved. He knows whether he wants to sit on your lap. He right. knows if he wants you to give him a hug,
yeah.
you know, and if he doesn't like that, he will say no.
He will say no, and we respect
and
that.
And you must encourage him to say no.
Yeah.
If he wishes. So.
If he wishes, that he's the one in control. Right.
Right. That has to be well demonstrated.
Yeah, and if you do it...
Let me give you an example of something that happened once. This guy picked up a new boy. And they were at his house, and they were having a good time talking and laughing and other kinds of stuff. The boy ended up on his lap, and the man got too frisky with his hands,
uh-huh.
and the boy let out a loud no.
Uh-huh.
So the man stopped immediately, yes. and everybody stood up. You know, nothing else was said about him saying no. The boy stayed at the man's house for a certain period of time. After that happened, nothing else happened, and he left. The
yeah.
man thought, oh no, that was so stupid. I have lost him now. He will never be back. But a few days later, a knock on the man's door, and he opened it, and there was the boy.
Oh.
And it turned out later that the boy came back because it was demonstrated to him that he had control of his body, and that if he said no, it would stop.
Yeah, so he knew he was going to be respected.
That's respected person, yes.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So you ask the question, what constitutes abuse? Well, if the man had persisted with it anyway, had persisted
yes.
with getting
that
frisky.
That would have been abuse and molestation.
That would have been molestation, yeah.
Yes.
So there
yes.
you go, that answers the question. And what qualifies as consent? Is the boy's clear yes or no?
A clear yes or no also, yep. It has to be informed consent.
Informed consent. Now, what does that mean?
And that means that the boy has to have some understanding of what's going on here.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, is there anything you'd like to add to that, Dragon Lover?
Okay, I was raised in the Roman Catholic religion, and the Roman Catholic religion states that a boy or girl at the age of 8, it is what they call the age of reason. The age of reason being they understand what's going on around them, religiously, politically, or whatever.
And what age is this?
8 years old.
What, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's usually when you get your first Holy Communion, you're confirmed into
right.
the religion.
True.
That at the age of 8.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
They say the age of eight is the age of reason.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason for that. And, you know, the first number of years of a child's life, his identity is mommy, daddy, me. Mommy, daddy, me. And it continues on to that point where, I mean, it continues on through the point at which he starts to become aware that he is a separate identity from mommy and daddy. So when it becomes mommy, daddy, and I, that's the point at which that reasoning begins to occur.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So, about eight, then they have the capacity to have informed consent, generally, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because they're in that age of reason.
Well, they're at least old enough that if you explain it to them in the right way, then they can grasp the point.
Right.
They'll understand.
Yeah. Like a 5-year-old, for example, is not generally in any position to even have it explained to him, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, thank you guys for participating. This has been very insightful for me, I have to say, and more than I expected. All right. And that's A Boys XO and Dragon Lover. Appreciate your participation. And this is Zoom 4. And we appreciate you for listening. This has been BL Talk. Thank you and have a nice day. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.